Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it and steps on first for the out. Killebrew throws to Verhals, who throws back to Killebrew who tags Stewart for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Peters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Killebrew for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Ward reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. McCraw moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. Weiss tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Martin moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 3-1. White Sox. Jim Cott now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Hansen scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-2 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Virals for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici pinch hits for Ted Olander. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Jim Rowland now pitching. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Batty and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.